Parshas Vayelech. So we have here, it's a small parsha, but obviously it's the some of the final nekudas that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving off to Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah Hakel, and so on. One of the, and then you have the inyan of the being of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Taras Panim, very big inyanim. But it says over here also the inyan of writing the Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Sefer Torah, and it says Vayikh Chalois Moshe Lichtav Sefer Torah Zeh Sefer Tumam Vayitzav Moshe Salavim Noiser in Bis Hashem Leimer. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzav the Levim, and he told them, Lokoyach has safe atera zois, azer, the samtem was a mitzad around Briz Hashem alakechem, voyashem chaleid. They take the safe atera and put it down next to the orin to the around Briz Hashem. So there's a hadgosha here of a samtem was a mitzad around Briz Hashem alakechem, that it's supposed to be on the side. It's a machlekes in Bab Basra, it's a machlekes to Man Yomrim. Where the Rashi brings Nechuk b'chach meisol ba'basra, Yeshem oimrim daf haya boilit min ha'orin mibachutz v'shom ha'yemunach, that there was a shelf sticking out from the side of the orin, and it was outside the orin. V'yeshem mitzad aluchas ha'yemunach b'toich orin. And some say it was in the orin, but the Gemara says there's a hadgosha that it's not together with the two luchas. The luchas and shiva luchas are in the orin, and this is in the Orin off to a side. So the mitzad aroin bris Hashem is bedafka. In other words, there's a certain dogish that this is supposed to be batzad, and as opposed to the luchas themselves. In the luchas themselves, there's a pasuk that complements this pasuk. It's a pasuk Melachim. It says, "Ein baroin rak shnei luchos havonim, asher nosen shom, asher hanach shom Moshe." That the only thing that you had in the Orin were the luchos that Moshe put there. So the etzem inyan, we would understand as follows. If I can give a mashal, the yachas of it says in the Gemara, "Bo David v'midom al tesvav." Bochavakuk, Bomicha Vimidal al Gimel, Bochavakuk Vimidal Achas. There's in Torah itself, you can be Taifas Torah at different levels. You can be Taifas Torah on the fullness of it, on the core of it, on the very core, just like the Beis HaMikdash. You had a Chotze, you had a El Moed, you had a Kodesh Kadoshim. And each one is a Harchava, each one is a broadening of a certain nekuda that's inside. But it's important to keep the nekuda as a nekuda for many reasons. This simply understanding the whole thing, like it says L'mashal by Hillel, where he told the ger, you know, V'afrach kamoichas klal kol Torah kula v'idach zil gemar. So the pshat is, everything else you could learn out from V'afrach kamoichas. Reach means both HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means people Klal Yisrael, and basically everything radiates from there. So you're in the Kodesh Kadashim, you have to keep the tzura the exact way it is. Torah klap aseres hadibris is nitfas as a klal to a prat, and therefore you would have one division for the luchas, and the Torah has to be a step to the side. It's as if this is the klal and this is the prat, so to speak. That's the Pashto Pshat in the Hadgosha, why it has to be Betzat. You see the way, in either way, however Chazal learned, whether it was in the Orin or outside, there was a kiyum of Mitzad, and there was the only thing that was allowed in were the Luchos, which emphasizes a much harder problem, understanding what the Shiva Luchos are doing there. Because we whatever Pshat will say in Shiva Luchas, and we'll say that it's important to remember the Chet, and it's important if you did Tshuva, and Talmud Chacham Shishkach Talmudoi, there are a lot of limudim and inyanim that we derive from the fact that shiviluchis are there. But if the Torah is makbid, the Torah is makbid in a way that it tells us clearly, we in the core of the Kodesh Kodashim, in the picture itself, we need to differentiate and distinguish between the Nekuda Merkazes, between the central point, and the periphery. Ad kedei kach that the Sefer Torah has a din of batzad, we have to be madgish that Aseres HaDibros are the pnim. And I just, you know, it's like the Rishonim who say in Rabban as a Sefer, the Aseres HaDibros is really klal, and every single one of Aseres HaDibros is merumas, almost all the mitzvahs. If you know, in the Aseres HaDibros you can find all the mitzvahs. So there's that gosh, it has to be batzad. So Chora, certainly Shivri Luchas, their play should be batzad. Once the Torah here is noches to be koivea, then it's then Chora, that's what it means. And the Torah is magish in both places. Here by saying batzad, that the periphery has to be on the outside, and that the Luchas are inside, ain boy rak, the Gemara Darshan says, two miutim. To be a miyatach, a miyatach, the rabbis, the ain and the rak. So in the words ain by rak, that itself tells me shiver luchas, teravet luchas. It's something that we need to be masbi here and understand how it is that shiver luchas come to be. It's not the pshat, they also have a place. And emeritus, it's like the luchas emeritus. So luchas emeritus has a seat next to the main luchas, not on the same seat. And yet the Torah is madgish that it's not batzad, but it's bifnim. That's the hadgosha. The Sefer Torah is batzad, the Shiva Luchas are bifnim. So the Goyin of Babasra says something. The morale says in Chedusha Goddess that says two pirushim. The second pirush is that he says, he's coming to answer a little bit of different nekuda. He says that without, if the other luchas would not be there, shiva luchas don't have a makim. It's only because you have the other luchas that shiva luchas also have a makim. Which, adrabe, it's a little bit tamua to us, because it's like if somebody has doesn't have another suit, so a torn suit is also a suit. He can wear it, b'dieved, he can patch it up, b'dieved. If he has a good suit, the new suit, the old suit should go through garbage. If we wouldn't be given another luchas, so we hold on desperately to old luchas, we put them together, however you want to use it figuratively, and you'd have something. But now that you have real luchas, what is the point of the broken luchas? Ke'ilu, the Maral's svara, which he doesn't, not mashlim, he just kind of sort of says, that only together it needs a hezba as to Adrabe. It's Ipcha Mistavra. The Goyin says here a few short words. Melamed shaluchas yeshivlos menachah ba'arin. Ki ha'arin hu alev. The arin is the lev. Ve'amru. Im talmid chachim hu yasik b'teira. V'yimama aretz hu yashpal daite. Chazal said if he's a talmid chachim, you know, in the quest for tshuva and doing better, if he's a talmid chachim, he's a teira. If he's an aretz, he should be mashpal daite. Like says the pasuk Zivchel Nishbara, Vehein Habez Chalol in the Liba. These are the two chambers in the heart. Shaleim Oma David VeLibi Chol BeKirbi. Vein Aluchas VeShiv Aluchas. That's the end of the Goyin. So the Goyin says the Aron is like the lave. The lave has two Chalolin. And one is for Tamil Chachom, one is for Amaratz. That's what the Goyin says. So let's try to understand what the Goyin is saying and the Nekuda and so on. The Goyin says that it says in the Sfarim, the Zohar it says, and it's brought innumerable times in different Sfarim, that in a person's heart there are two chambers. We speak of two times two chambers, but Akapan, there's definitely the Smoili Yamin, there's two chambers, and they represent since the lev represents the koyach ha-tshuka of Adam, the koyach of Ratzin, that there's a Ratzin for Toiv. People have a Ratzin for Toiv. People have a Ratzin for Ra. They're attributed to Yemin and Smoil like everything else. And it's based on the pasuk, lev chachal yemin, lev chachal smoil, that in the yemin of the lev, the yetzer tov shalit, in the smoil of the lev, the yetzer hara shalit. That's what's brought down. The Tanya speaks about this innumerable amount of times, and his nekuda is that a tzaddik kills his yetzer hara through tainus and avoid and so on and so forth. So that's why David HaMelech said, again, this is drawn basically, libi chol bekirbi. I have an empty heart, meaning that this left side, which represents taivas and shukas for bad, have become hollowed out through the process of tainus and charota and mirirus and so on and so forth. But we need to understand something here. Basically, what you're saying is that the shleimus of Adam is where he's missing a half himself. It's ke'ilu, you're right, the heart has two halalim. But basically, it's as if we're saying a person has two organs. One is the Yetzirah dika one is the Yetzirah toiv. And destroying the Yetzirah one is good. So, it means we were created with a chelik of us that's not good, a chelik of us that's bad, and then you have a chelik of toiv. A tzaddik sort of manages to empty out, sort of take out, in a sense, the chelik of tzura, which in a certain sense leaves him a cripple. He's missing something. So what does that mean? I mean, how does that become Shleimus Adam? The Goyen says one is from Aratzim, one is from Chom. So that means Kilu Amaratzim don't contribute anything, and basically they're just supposed to do tshuva on what they did and what they did wrong. It's not a very positive way. I mean, it's not Zelu Maseh. It's like saying, okay, Tzadikim Rishoyim, Tzadikim should be very happy with the wonderful things they've done, Rishoyim should be very broken, but that's not a Mahal Chavoyda. I mean, it's not parallel to it, and yet the Goyim seems to be saying it's parallel. Let's give it a stronger, using the metaphor of Luchas. If the broken Luchas represent the bear that was destroyed, they should have swept it out into the garbage and thrown it out. That's the Smokim. Why is it in the Arit? The word libichol bekirbi means my heart has been hollowed out. It's empty. Then Arabe, the luch shiver luchah should be out. They were used. They represented Klai Yisrael when they were doing bad, avodah zarah and so on, and they were destroyed. So there's a kuda here that's goes ad la umkoi of the big picture of avodah. Sergeant Kippur, and if you look at the piyutim and the slichas, many of the slichas that deal with tshuva, there seems to be it seems almost as if from day one the world was messed up, and nothing much happened. It's avera after avera. So fine, so tshuva mends it. So one mending, two mendings, three mendings. At some point, it's worthless. What's the point of it? You see the piyutim go back to the very sheresh, to the beginning of the world. There was tshuva was right away there, and Adam Rishon was chayte, and Gan Eden, on and on and on, chet and tikkun and a chet and a tikkun and a chet and a tikkun. It doesn't seem that much is left of it. There's just so many patches you can put onto a beged without reducing it to shmatas. So the emes is that it says, Reb Tzadik says actually in the beginning of the parasha, it says Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that Ben Me'ev Es Hashana Noichi Ayoyim Le'uchol oidlotzeis v'lovoi. So he says it, not this, Hosemin says it. Lotzeis means to leave the fold, so to speak, to go out. He says, if I can't go out, then I can't be lover either. There's no progress forward if there's no possibility of going backwards. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, my place in this world has come to an end, because since I'm on a Madrega, where there's no Yitzia, then there's no Bia either. One is continuing the other. I want to be masbit a little bit and give it some of its taste and some of its flavor. If a person, let's talk about something that's common today. People who come from environments that are not Torah, that are not Frum, and they come into a world of Torah and Yiddishkeit, there's a tremendous chibur to the Yiddishkeit, because they were toyim the possibility of the opposite. A person who is toyim hefkeris and has his and has had his fill of it has a much stronger appreciation for Kabbalah's oil. Understanding a person, Lamashal, who's drifted a few years and gotten tired of drifting, let's take not even Yiddishkeit, Lamashal, and now he has a chance at going to school and learning a decent trade or profession and having a normal life, his eagerness and his appreciation for a productive life is heightened by the disgust that he's had with drifting. So the tam for the toiv is emphasized. It's brought out by the disgust with the ra. Toiv gets its taste when it's come against the backdrop of ra. So a person's attack, and going back to the muscle we gave, sometimes these same people who were so fed up with defkeres and the lack of family loyalty and the lack of everything else, and the zdapkus to Yiddishkeit is very strong because of it, their children don't appreciate it. They can't understand why. And the reason is because since they don't have the tam of ra, of the merirus of ra, of how bad ra could be, then they're missing a big part of the taste of toiv, and that's why they don't have that hizdakus to it. A person has in himself a yitzarei and zatoiv. It says bechol yitzarei, b'shnei yitzarecha. B'shnei yitzarecha means this, that the backdrop of the taste of ra, the tam a person has in chait, at least in potential, makes a person much stronger in his dveikus to toiv. When that's over, when it's not possible, lotzeis, when lotzeis is not at all a possibility, then love is no longer a maila. We don't compliment a person for, a person says he's a very fine person, he never touches electric wires, he doesn't, he doesn't put his hand in the fire, he does this. It's silly, it doesn't mean anything. Of course, there's no alternative. Mashenkin, if a person has alternatives and options, then it becomes meaningful what he does toiv. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when Ra became impossible, then life is meaningless. That's the ultimate darga. At that point, he's no longer, he's finished with this world. This world has nothing to offer him anymore. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with the lave of a person is the mocker for his cheshik. The tshuka for something is created both by liking it and understanding how distasteful and how bad the alternative is. Both of them. That's the shtei tzerecha. A person's heart has two. The libi chol bekirbi, it means not the pshat that one part of him we allow to atrophy or sort of dissect out. No. You keep the broken heart, because the broken heart is that which reinforces the tshuka of the Lev Sholem. The geshmak of Yetzer Tov is fueled by the horror of the Tzad Smoil from the potential for Ryan, for the taste of Radi's hand. So just like a person who's come from a family situation where there was disloyalty and he suffered from it terribly, has an extraordinary sense of the importance of family loyalty, because he knows that he knows what kind of Gehenna is created when a person is not loyal. It drives him much stronger. The koyach of the chalal of the Lev Smol is that it brings the Lev Yamin into full awareness. That's the thing that says Shuvah Yisrael Shalakecha Ki Chashalta B'Avinecha. As long as the person hasn't tripped on his averus, he doesn't understand the chshivas coming back. It's when the person is tripped that he understands what the chshivas is. When he's tripped and fallen, he understands the chshivas of Toiv. That's what the Goyin means. The Goyin says, when he talks about Amaratzim and Amaratzim and Tamir Chachamim, let's demonstrate it on a klal level and on a level of a person himself. There was a time in Klal Yisrael when life was very hard. It wasn't possible to have as much Talmud Torah in a broad way that we have it in encompassing so many people, and there was a sharp division. There was people who did not have a chance to learn past a very young age, and they were Amaratzim. They could do Lul Mishnayis, Lul Yankiv, they were Bigrei Shemayim. That was life. And yet people were going to Olam. The Avos HaTorah of Klal Yisrael, the Chshivos HaTorah of Klal Yisrael, expressed itself in two ways. The tremendous Hasmada and Goinis of the G'dayla Olam, and the tremendous tshuka of the Hamoinam who didn't have it, but yearned for it. People were willing to take off from their meager income to bring in a Rav who was a Goyin Torah. People sacrificed. There were not many thousands. There are many families there, and they were desperate. Every town vied to bring in a Mochasher Talmud Chacham, because there was a sense of filling up the vacuum that they had. People's dream was that a child of theirs would be worthy of it. Somebody who was, if the town possessed a boy who was an Ilui, the entire town chipped in to send him off to learn, and so on. So in the Shvira slave of the Amoretz, you had a complementary Hadgasha of the Avos HaTorah of the Talmud Chacham, that together formed a complete picture. The Chol of Smoil and the Chol of Yamin, each in his way, brought about a shleimistic picture of it. That's what the Goyin means. The Goyin says that the Oren itself, in the core of the Oren, it's not the pshat that the Shivir Luchis are also an important lesson, and the Talmud Chacham was also important, and that's why it's there. If it be also important, then it would have to be on the side, whether on the side inside the Aryan or inside outside. But there would be batzad. The Aryan itself, the Goyin says, was like a heart. And a heart has in itself, you can't get less than two chambers. A heart has two chambers. So that's the minimum for a heart. A heart doesn't have one chamber, it has two chambers. And they actually, in they work in tandem. They work they work in opposites. The one is the halal for the Torah that a person does have, and one is the halal for what he doesn't have. In other words, in every single, till now we spoke about a klal, but in every single person we're talking about in his own heart, there's always a part of a self that is done right, the tshuka for toiv that has come to fruition, and there's the kisholon of ra that the person regrets now. And the two together are a heart. And that's why, so the Gaon says, being that it's a lev, you have to have the two together. One is the Torah of the Talmud Chacham, and one is the lev nishba nidge of the Amoraites. And we're talking about one person. Every person has both of them to himself. And that's the very core. We were medayik that it says ein rak. It's learned from a double miut. It's very interesting. When you have a miut, the Torah has many ways of teaching us things. The Torah could have just been a dry list, you know, A, B, C, D, not X, not Y, not Z, just listed everything. The Torah teaches us many things through Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Behen. Everyone understands that a miut is there to be madgish, a certain gvul. If I come along and I say, people who've done X or Y or Z are to come, that positive statement carries in itself a boundary for who I want to leave out. That's the miut, that's the learning of the miut. A double miut is, a double miut is marbe, means that in a certain sense the miut is mitstarif to the thing that I was marbe. It's a dove omik. If you think about it, the omik of how Torah places things gives us insight into it. A miut is, if when you learn something from a miut, when something's memayit something, the miut teaches us a distinction. Quality A is what I'm looking for. And if it's a miut achamita l'rabbis, carries in itself a certain tam that ki'ilu the shivrei luchos, nothing else but the shivrei luchos, nothing else but the luch should be there. That means there's something else which would have been mismayed from the first one, but the second miut includes it. In other words, it's something that doesn't belong mitzad echad there, but there's a special reason why it does belong. So the shivrei luchos dechura, the antithesis of luchos, why the shivrei luchos should be in a gniza someplace? They should be chutz lemachne, where the sur lazazel goes. It's where the avodah zarah klal yisrael, the shvarim of the zarah klal yisrael manifests itself. And the Torah tells us the shvarim of avodah zarah are going to be mechazik, the anoich Hashem alekecha, not a mechazik it. They will make a Neich Hashem Alekecha come alive. That's the pshat. So the Sefer Torah itself, that's klapi de luchis, an expansion. It's not in the heart of it. It's an expansion. The shever, the tam of the rav of the zara, the tam of the shvira of the zara, that's part of the atzmius of the tam of the Neich Hashem Alekecha das kitikunai. I want to talk about this. It's now the right time to talk about it, and it's something that we never aimed fully on the real teichn of it. It's in Kippur again, and always, you know, the first time somebody experiences Yom Kippur and says mitzvah as a bar das, we say that, you know, a person really will try and it'll change and that. As time goes on, as years go by, and as tkufas go on, we tend to become jaded. I know, man, I'll be a little bit better, but fine. Most people do improve a bit and go further and move further and so on. But if a person makes an honest cheshbon of his life, moving, you know, looking backwards, even if he's a 20-year-old, you say to yourself, you know, most of it is amol v'oven. You know, most of life has been spent on what you'd rather wouldn't have done, or wasted, or not productive, or whatever. And if a person is honest with himself, it doesn't really give him all that much cheshik. So let's say out of a lifetime, I'll pull out 30%, 20%, whatever it is. So what? You know, of course, the cheshivas for each piece, but it's not very, very energizing to a picture like that. And if you take a look and you ask yourself, if you learn Chumash and Tanakh, most of it is not, most of it wasn't about wonderful things that we did. A lot of it is about bad things we did, on and on and on and on. The world was created with almost as if a built-in bias to do bad. Like, every so often, something goes wrong. Repeatedly. So where's the unfolding of a world of Toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? What's happening? It's we're moving sort of close to when the Gula is supposed to be, even Be'itoy, and, I mean, it's nothing. So where's that coming from? It says in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, you know, HaKadosh Baruch created worlds and destroyed them until he came to our world and he said, Deina Hanili, this is the one I'm happy with. Which begs the question, Mela, if we're talking about Torah, at least we have an answer, Bechira. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch gave us Bechira, so we had a choice. But if you're talking about worlds HaKadosh Baruch created that were messed up, so what's the point of it? It's also, when we sit in Bayashamnu, or when we say Slichus, or all these things, and you sit back and you hear about how bad Chet is, and how terrible it is, and how wrong it is, what's the point of it? It's sort of the beating up on yourself. If there was a question of your innocence or guilt, Mela, it's not really a question by most of us, that pretty much messed up a lot. So what's the point of it? And the answer is, the shleimus of a person lies in a tziruf of shiver luchas and luchas, in a way that only a Kaddish Baruch Hu knows the right amount. A person who at the age of 70 sits down to learn with a tremendous charata on all the years that he wasted, who knows what his tam in the learning is like? If the person, the merirus that a person feels about the ra is mitzarev to the toif, but the tnai is like the that's what the moral means. The tnai is that they both have to be there. Beating yourself up as an enterprise in its own is worthless. It doesn't add much to you. The person saying to himself, you know, I did wrong, I messed up, I'm a sinner, and so on and so forth, and afterot and tshuva, I mean, there's a chiv to do so. But it doesn't become the heart of the person, it doesn't become the neshama of the person. That vidui and that process of tshuva doesn't belong in the Kodesh Kodashim, the Lefnai Lefnim. It's a person I have to deal with. He did Averis and Bad Averis and all sorts of Averis, and you have to deal with them. So fine. But that's the outer shell of the person. Not that's the Kalipa of the person, not the Pnai, the Lefnai Lefnim. The Maral says it's the Tziruf of the two Luchas. It's the Tziruf of Shiva Luchas and Luchas that the Shiva Luchas become worthwhile. It's like, if I can give a mushel, it's like spices in themselves are very sharp, bitter, difficult taste, could not be called pleasant in any stretch of the imagination. But when it's there, when it comes in combination with food, the sharpness and the bitterness and the sourness, add tremendously to it. They give it the tam that it doesn't have on its own. If the person, we're talking about an honest enterprise of a person to become what he should be and who he should be, he needs to understand that the heart and the neshama of a person consists of the distaste that is picked up for Ra, the experiences of Ra, and looking back and seeing how what kind of bad taste it leaves your mouth, hours and hours of wasted time. Insulting somebody, saying something that you shouldn't have said, and watching the person's tsar, and knowing that there's basically you're not going to be able to take it back, really. I mean, you can apologize and so on, but it hurt the person's hurt, and you carry that taste in your mouth. A person does a variety of things, each what he shouldn't do. Person's distaste becomes the tavlin. So when a person does good, when a person sharpens a person's sensitivity, so when we say something nice to somebody, when we say something kind to somebody, the taste is dramatically increased because of you remembered what it was like when it was the opposite. When a person spends 2, 3, 4, 5 hours learning without a hefsik, gets into something, lives in it with a starkeit and with a bren and with enjoyment, the taste is compounded infinitely by the distaste for empty, wasted time. That's the shleimus, the leave of a person is shalim when it has both halves. One is filled with Torah and Ava, and one is filled with the merirus, with the halolus, with the sense of emptiness of Ra. It's a tzir for both of them. If we're standing now at the time when a person is building really the core and the neshama for the rest of his year and for the rest of his life, our years in yeshiva are the core years for the rest of it, and we're starting to think about ourselves. And we start to think about ourselves, where we need to go, what we need to do, and what we've done that's better we shouldn't have done, and what we didn't do that we should have done, and so on. A person needs to understand, besides an honest cheshbon nefesh helping him do what he needs to do, it also will crystallize for him the toiv and toiv. The person... that's the side of what Chazal say, that the avoinis become like schuyos, because that's what the mitzarev to. If the person is not mitzarev to two together, so a person did tshuva, so it's shaking at best, and you know he realizes it was wrong, and that's that. But if a person understands how to make use of it, the person is mitzarev it to the toiv in himself, it becomes a leiv shalom. Like the Goyen says, everybody's heart, Dam Eretz and Tam Chochem, he's speaking about, is not only Klai Yisrael, it's speaking about every single person. There's one chelik of our soul, the core of our neshama, needs always to have in itself luchas shleimus and shiva luchas. The merirus and the sense of regret on what we didn't do or what we did do wrong, and that brings out the fullness of the tshuka and the ava and the chshivas for what we do right. Shabbos.